It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Jolie Sanders. She's queen of Little International. It's, of course, Saddle and Sirloin Club's Little International coming up at NDSU on February 15th this year. Thanks so much, Jolie, for joining us on the show today. Nice to have you with us.
Yes, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit before we get into the show, a little bit about yourself. I see you hail from New Salem, North Dakota. Give us a little bit of a bio on you.
Yes, so I am from New Salem, North Dakota. I grew up on a small hobby farm here. We raised cattle, a few pigs, sheep, but I guess cattle is probably our main thing. My four brothers and I have always been super active in FFA and 4-H and all the other extracurriculars of basketball, football, volleyball. We were all three-sport athletes, so Mom and Dad were always busy with that.
And, of course, New Salem, North Dakota is now famous for ND Country Fest and, of course, Salem Sioux, right?
Yes.
If you stop into Salem, you have to get your selfie taken with Salem Sioux as you participate in ND Country Fest, or anytime you're passing through New Salem, it's always a must stop. Right, Jolie?
Yes.
Always fun. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Little International show that comes up on February 15th. Tell the folks a little bit about this, quite a history with the show. It's approaching 100 years, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This year's going to be our 99th in Shepherd Arena, where it's always been. We introduced goats last year, so now we've got beef, dairy, goats, sheep, and pigs still for everybody to show, as well as ham curing and public speaking. All of that will come up on the 15th in Shepherd Arena, our morning show with our preliminary rounds at 8 a.m. and our finals at 5 p.m. Kind of just gets everybody together. It's the largest student-led organization on campus with about 300 students, so it's a pretty big deal for NDSU and for everybody involved.
Wow, approaching your 100th year, that's incredible. Saddle and Sirloin Club's Little International. Now, you honor the Agriculturist of the Year. Tell us who that is this year.
Yes, this year it's Dr. Gerald Stucca. I've never had the pleasure of meeting him, but everyone I've ever talked to says that he is absolutely brilliant. He and his wife, Connie, live in Cooperstown, where he ran the veterinary practice there. He's also now helped on the academic staff for NDSU, and he's done a lot of great things for the beef industry and just for the state of North Dakota as a whole.
Absolutely. He's also president of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Of course, he hails from Cooperstown, as you mentioned, and it's just he's a super, super nice guy. If you get a chance to meet him, please visit with him. You'll find him to be a fantastic individual. So, again, hats off to Gerald Stucca, this year's Agriculturist of the Year with a Little International. Now, you're the queen of the Little International. Talk a little bit about your other princesses who are part of the Little International.
Yes. So, Karin Marty is from Chicago, Minnesota, and she is majoring in industrial engineering. And Madison Mertens is from Berlin, Wisconsin, majoring in agricultural sciences. And they're both just terrific young ladies. I don't know that I've ever met anyone quite as nice as those two ladies.
That's great to hear. Now, with a Little International, there is a meal involved and a banquet and a social. Tell us a little bit about what's involved there.
Yes, so our banquet is actually February 14th. It's the night before, and that's when we get to honor Dr. Stucca. And it's just a great time for everybody to get together and talk about all the hard work they put in before the actual event. And there's a meal served. So we get to finally have one good meal that week before chaos ensues the next day.
That sounds good, Jolie. Talk about how people can get tickets in advance.
So for our banquet, you can get tickets on our website at NDSU Saddle and Sirloin. Otherwise, for the main show event, the morning show is free to general public with free will donations. And then the night show is $5 at the door. And we will sell until the stands are full. And I don't know that we've ever hit that, so maybe this year's the year.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else to add that I forgot to ask that you'd like to mention, Jolie?
I guess I'd just like to say good luck to all the showmen and Thank you to everybody that's helped so far put it together.
Very good. Thanks again for being part of the show today here. And we wish you all the best, okay?
Thanks.
There's Jolie Sanders, who's Queen of Little International, talking about Little International coming up February 14th with the banquet, social, and then, of course, the show on February 15th here on the NDSU campus in Fargo. There's our Voice of the Valley for today.